Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. No matter what you have been told, New Beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. And it's good to know that. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'd like to let you know that we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means you have an opportunity to call in and interact with the speaker or any of the guests who are on the line. And the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Call in that number and you can be a part of the discussion for those of you who are listening by internet. We also like to let you know that everything that has been recorded and it is in the archive. If you'd like to go back and listen to this message again, you can go to the archive, go into Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Once you type that in, you would be connected into the archives and you can listen to this message or any other message and be a blessing to someone else. Amen. And we do thank you for doing that. We are the body of Christ. Amen. And we feed one another off the word of God. This evening we're in Hackensack, New Jersey. We thank Pastor Miles for stepping in for we normally are in New York, and we thank Pastor Miles for stepping in. Amen. For Pastor Mixon, and he has a word for you this evening. We also like to let you know that please stay in prayer. I'm going to turn the mic over to Pastor Miles. But for those, we have a prayer list this evening. We have the Hobbs family, James Hobbs, who has just deceased last evening. Yesterday evening, should I say, and we'd like to pray for the Hobbs family. He was a strong man, someone who loved the Lord, and the Lord has taken him on home. We also like to lift a prayer for Corey Hamlin, also a young man who listens on the Blog Talk Radio, Wendell Wilborn, who has just admitted to the hospital. Yolonia Clay, Diane Wilborn. Trinita Holloway, the Spratlin families who lost a loved one, Beverly Spratlin. We'd like for you to keep that family up in prayer. Amen. There are so many that we would like you to lift up in prayer. South Carolina, Aletha Stokes has mentioned, asked for prayer for her friend at work. We do. We would like you to submit prayers up for her. Comes to work every day with cancer. Amen. She has not given up, but we believe that prayer is the answer. So we're asking that you continue to pray for her as well. We're going to move on over to Hackensack, New Jersey, where Pastor Miles is going to lead us on in with the Word of God.
Pastor Amen. Miles. Amen, Brother Myra. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I can hear you.
We greet you all. Hello to everyone in your land and country. And we greet you all in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. And if you're ever in need of a friend, I invite you to try Jesus. Give our condolences to the bereaved family on your loss. And we're praying with you. We're praying for you, for God's strength. And as I had said in the past, the God, when Jesus leaves, he leaves here, or he left here. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and then he'll come to receive you unto himself. Well, our beloved brother, mansion was ready. And Jesus saw it fit to come and receive him unto himself. So you just remember, whenever our loved ones depart here from us, according to Scripture, that mansion is ready, and have to be ready to claim it when it is ready. I'm going to ask that we have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into a little Scripture here that I think that you would find interesting, something that I had really been on my mind for quite some time that I had studied a while ago. Well, it had to be about 15 years ago. I think you'll find it interesting. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, thanking you for this day. Thank you for last night's lying down and the early rise, or the rise of today. Thank you for the roof over our head and the food on the table. And Lord, we're asking right now that you will open up our ear gates, our eye gates, our sense in the spirit to receive your word, that it may make a deposit into us in good ground. If there's anything that's not like you that's on the inside of us, any sin, corruption that's there, please, Lord, we ask that you remove it from the inside of us, remove it from our heart, that we may see what thus saith the Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to invite your attention to the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 15. And for those of you who have been in Bible study, who have even been on Blog Talk Radio, been in church sometime, this to you, this may be a very familiar passage of Scripture. Luke 15, I've always heard it being referred to as the school chapter. And inside of school being a thing called the lost and found. Someone loses something and then they go to the lost and found and see that someone else has turned it in. But I'd like to give a different revelation or a different way of looking at a familiar passage of Scripture. Because one thing I've learned is you're never going to change if you keep getting the same diet. Somewhere along the line, if you want to make a modification in your body, you have to change some things. And if you want to make a modification in your spirit to grow, you have to see some things differently, but yet be true to the text. I'm starting at verse 11 on Luke 15. Now, I'm going to be reading from the King James text, and if time is on our side, there's a scripture or two I want to come to out of the Amplified version because I think it makes it has more clarity to it. Starting at verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he, meaning the father, divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. If you are the type of person that like to highlight or underline, please, on that verse 13, underline substance and riotous. Verse 14, and when he had spit, let's read that again. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and journeyed, he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have belly. Excuse me, and he would have fain have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? And I want to take that passage of Scripture, a passage of Scripture, excuse me, and reason with your spirit from this thought, left lane entertainment. Left lane entertainment. Now, many people enjoy a level of being entertained. Some like basketball. Right now, we're in the playoff basketball season. We just came out of the college basketball NCAA playoffs for the national championship. That is something I truly enjoy. This time of the year, or that time of the year, I should say, with the NCAA college basketball, my mother does not like that time of the year because she likes to be entertained by her soap operas on CBS. So some like soap operas, some like the college basketball, some like the basketball's going on, many love the NFL action. That is something that they want to do. They want to be at the games. They want to go somewhere to be a Broadway play. Some have parties. The entertainment there is something that we will relax. We'll say, that's my stick. That's what I enjoy to do. But then there are others that clearly love to entertain. They want to have you by their residence. They want to have you at a cookout. They want to cook on the grill. They want to cook for you and entertain you to give you some hospitality. But I'm coming to you with a phrase, left lane entertainment. And I come up with the phrase, the left lane, is I want you to picture a highway. Picture a three-lane highway where the speed limit is 70. And you have your right lane, your middle lane, and your left lane. In many situations, I think it varies from state to state. I think the minimum you can drive in the right lane, the speed limit is 45 miles an hour. Many people who drive in the right lane may drive and will drive a lot slower than people in the middle lane or the left lane. Most people will drive in the middle lane until it's time to pass because the left lane is the passing lane. And when you get in that left lane to pass, you're only supposed to be in that left lane just to pass the car that's in front of you, but yet you're still supposed to be within the speed limit if you go past that car. So if the speed limit is 70, the person in the middle lane is doing 70, legally you're not supposed to get in that left lane and go around them by doing 75. For if you get caught, the cop is there, here come the bubblegum lights, you're getting pulled over, you're getting a ticket. But there are times when you have to get in that left lane to do what you have to do to get back within legal limits. But in this instance, when I'm talking about left lane entertainment, I'm talking about the entertainment that's going to get you into trouble. I'm talking about the entertainment that you really have no business doing. And what I'd like to do is I want to look at this scripture here that we just read, and I really want to open up a dialogue about this, if those who would like to interject. The scripture clearly says here that a man, he had to be wealthy. He had two sons. He had hired servants. The younger son went to daddy and said that he wanted the portion that fell to him. Now, in this time, he would not get that until his father has passed on to glory. Scripture tells us, Father, when he divided amongst to them. Now, before I go any further, I really want you to think on something that I'm about to say. If you really, speaking to you as an individual, if you want to know what a person is thinking, all you have to do is listen to the words that come out their mouth. You don't have to ask any questions. All you have to do is just listen consistently to the words that come out of their mouth. They will tell you what they're thinking. And we can see here through the scripture that the younger boy wanted what's his now and was not willing to wait till the proper time. So what did daddy do? Daddy gave it to him. If you also want to know the true person, all you got to do is give them a little money. Money is an amplifier. See, money brings out of a person what's already on the inside of them. If you've been listening to Blog Talk Radio for some time or have heard me for some time, I say that consistently. But that could be something deep down in your spirit. If you get paid every week or every time you get paid, whatever you bring home, whatever your net bring home is, if I said to you, every time you get paid, I'm going to add $500 to whatever you get paid, when you get paid. So if you get paid once a week and you get paid $1,000, I tell you I'm going to give you $500. Now you have $1,500. If I want to see the true you, all I got to do is wait and see what you do with that money. Wait and see what you're doing and watch how you talk. That's going to tell me the true you. Well, let's look here at the scripture. It says that he, not many days hence, after the father divided the living unto him, the young man took and gathered what he had and took off to a far country. Let's go a little bit deeper. Daddy gave him livestock. Daddy gave him goods. So he took those goods and he turned it into cash. He turned it into money. Then he went off into a far country. And the far country he went off to, it's safe to say that no one there knew him. So he wanted to have some left lane. Many of us, many people, they wait until the sun go down before they want to go out and have adult entertainment. They want to go have fun. But don't you know, many of the times of that is heading for trouble. I remember a time when I was on the job and young men could not wait to get off of work because they said what they wanted to go do. And I also related to a story that I heard from coach of the Dallas Cowboys at what time, even the coach of the New York Giants, with Bill Parcells. And he used to tell these guys, young guys who just made it to the NFL, they have a lot of money, they don't have any girlfriends, and they're waiting to get out to get their first check and do a few things. And one of the things that he would say to those guys was, stay out of those gentlemen clubs. Because nothing good comes out of them. Nothing good comes out of them. But I could hear one of them say, but there's a whole lot of good inside of them. All you have to do is listen to the words that come out of their mouth. It has been known that there was a certain wide receiver for a certain NFL team who was in the South, got traded North, joined the football team, was not drafted, had money, but his desire was to be a drug dealer and got caught. So if you ever want to see the true person, just give him some money. I want to stop right there, and I want to open up for any suggestions of confirmation or any type of information you would like to add. Please, the mics are open. Okay, let's go on a little bit further. It says now, he went out and he had him a good time because the scripture says that he spent all he had. How many of you know it's not wise to spend everything you get your hand on? See, sometimes you have to hold something for a rainy day. But you see, a lot of us can't do that because we desire that fast life. We want to keep up with a certain family that we may or may not see on TV. We want to keep up, what they said, with the Joneses. We got to have that latest or whatever comes out. Meantime, as my father would say, when old man hard time hit at your door, now you don't have anything. Why? Because you got everything that you was supposed to get. You let that which was on the inside of you take over you because it was in you, and the money just brought it out. Now, the young man becomes in want. Is he in want because famine hit the land? The scripture says famine hit the land. and he began to be in want. Now, had he not decided to have that riotous living and did not waste his substance, when the famine hit the land, he probably would have been okay. How many people who are young people, even older people, they even seasoned people in life, will know what they have to do, but still want a taste of that fast life?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at what the scriptures did with this young. Now, this man was young. He has time to regroup, but how many of us are older? How many of us are in our 50s, maybe our 60s, and contemplating retirement, trying to get to retirement? We don't have time for that foolishness, y'all. You should have enough worldly living to know that someday that clock is going to punch on you for that. And when you bow down to that, I call it that left lane entertainment life, what you really actually bowing down to is sin. See, the young man had some riotous living, which basically means he had no shame. He had no shame in what he was doing because he had that money. How many times people receive that money, the real them comes out. Notice I keep emphasizing this. The real them shows up. Now all of a sudden you come in want. And the scripture clearly says no man gave him nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No man gave him anything. And see, and that will happen to you and I, beloved, if you have and not wise with what you have and go with righteous living. See, luxury is not for a fool. I've said this before on prior broadcasts, and I'll say it again. You would not give a crackhead $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's unwise to give a heroin addict $2,000. Because you know what they're going to do with it. And there's a few things I want to say to you about, and I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. When you go for that left lane entertainment, you're bowing down to that sin that easily besets you. And let me tell you some things about sin. Number one, sin will take you where you don't want to go. Man found out later on he didn't really want to be in that land. I'll say this so you can write it down. Sin will take you to where you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sin will cause you to do something that you said you would never do. Scripture says, famine fell in the land. He became in want. He joined himself to a citizen of that land for a job. Now, last time I checked, if you have nothing coming in and somebody gives you something for employment and it's legal, that's a good thing. But this young man, I can't say he forgot, he put aside, because scripture's not clear on that. It was beneath him to do the work that was offered for him to feed pigs. He was part of God's elect people. And the scripture even says he was even willing to eat the fruit that the pigs were eating. So he decided to take a sure thing, being there with his father, the hired servant, assured of an inheritance later on. He decided to take all of that and throw it away for some left lane entertainment. Reminds me of a song right now. The first time I heard it was last August, and it shocked me. It was a song out there where the guy had sung. He said he left home to be with his side piece. And I didn't think that was a real song until one of my cousins said, that's a real song. Look it up on YouTube. Giving up a sure thing for Left Lane Entertainment. And then you come in, now you in want. And people will laugh at you. People will talk about you. He or she already knew what they were supposed to do. He or she know what they had. Now I'm not giving them anything. There have been times when I have been on a job many years ago. Young men talking about going to the gentleman club, having them a good time. They come back. They get paid on Thursday. Now they're coming back Tuesday begging for $7 to eat lunch. Sure thing. Gave up a sure thing for maybe for Left Lane Entertainment when nothing good comes out of it. Please, mics are open.
What comes to mind is I had to, as I read the scriptures and listen to you, it really does, it really make a lot of sense, you know, in the choices we make. And sometimes the sacrifices we give up in order to get a short-term gain. So anyway, we might have some money, and we just squander it and not exercise good judgment. As we get older, you know, younger, you know, the lack of maturity, it may be expected to make mistakes, but you get to be 50, 60, and you start to look for retirement, and you haven't set any foundation, you know, you can be kind of in trouble. So you have to, you know, constantly feed yourself spiritually, invest spiritually, and put yourself in a position where God is directing you that you'll be able to retire and have peace of mind.
Yes.
So we have, it comes down to an issue of choices.
Yes. Now, I also told you about this other thing that sin will do. Now, let me give you this third one. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Let's look at this young man who's known as the prodigal son. You really think that young man wanted to stay there and feed pigs? Do you really think that was really on his agenda? See, that Left Lane Entertainment, that Left Lane Entertainment is something. That Left Lane Entertainment is so inviting. And you ready for this? The fourth one I have for you is sin will cost you more than you want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
He already had what he wanted. Got it from his father, went, spent it, wasted it, came back. Now his dignity is gone. Now shame is starting to set in. And then sin, the Left Lane Entertainment, will blind you, it grinds, and it will bind you. It will cause you to do what it wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that someone listening here, this will seek into you, and you can, if it's not you or you know of someone, a family member, that you could talk to about this young man.
Mm.
Now, someone may say, well, I'm of age. I'm of legal age. I can do what I want. Yes, you can. I'm not going to say that you can't. Because one thing I told my sons, before they turn 18. I said, I'm going to put as much in you as I possibly can. I said, now when you turn 18, legally, you don't have to listen to one word I say. Legally, you don't have to listen. Morally, you should. But if you are the type of person that has that type of attitude, or you are the type of, you know, the type of person that you can't tell them nothing, then you might want to turn to Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, and verse 9 and verse 10. But I'm going to read verse 9, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version because I like the way the Amplified Version breaks it down, how it translates it over from the original text to where it's written here. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in your adolescence, and let your heart cheer. Let your heart cheer you in the days of your fulfilled grown youth, and walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eye. Know that all these things God will bring into judgment. So you have a choice. You can do this, or you can do that. There's a rap group that was out called Black Sheep, and they had a song out called This or That. When you have a time, go on YouTube, look up Black Sheep, This or That, and watch the music video. It tells you you can get with this or you can get with that. So, yes, if your mind is made up that I'm grown, I can do what I want to do, fine. Go right ahead. I've already said, given you an example of Left Lane Entertainment, what happened to someone. Bible is full of them. And then you have the scripture in Ecclesiastes, which is written by Bathsheba's baby boy, Solomon, and tells you, have fun. Have fun while you're young. Even like the song has said when we come on every Wednesday, new beginnings are not just for the young. So if you're up there in age and you want to continue to have fun, have fun. But remember, the Lord is watching. And sometime, the judgment comes before you pass. See, if sin, or if Left Lane Entertainment, as I like to call it, if Left Lane Entertainment is the reward for Left Lane Entertainment or sin was immediate, it would not look so appealing. If we received our reward from that immediately, it wouldn't look so appealing. But it's camouflage most of the time. Now, there are times when it's already there from what's already inside of you. I remember I wasn't married yet, and I was working at Federal Express at the hub in Newark, one of the main hubs. And there was a young lady there. And was she attracted to the eye? Yes, she was. She was stacked and built like a Norfolk shipyard. And had a personality to go with it. Until one day she showed me some pictures. And she told me a few things that she wanted. And I think you get my mind, get what I'm going with this. And I says, I'm with it. And then she turned around and told me that she was dressed in red, and she told me she was the devil. She told me she was a daughter of the devil. Now, where's that going to go in the future with me? Where's that going to go? If sin is not appealing to you at that moment, or if sin is appealing to you at that moment, you need to step away and say, what are my morals? Who am I? What's on the inside of me? What have been the words coming out of my mouth? What am I doing with the money I have in my pocket? See, sometimes we have to examine ourselves, whether we're getting ready to get into left lane entertainment or not. Microphones are open again.
I'm
mighty quiet on tonight.
I think those are very profound words and choices that we have to make. Some things are gonna, may appear to be clean and good, but then they, after you open the door, you see what it really is. And then you have a choice to make, you know? And is it a godly choice or is it the devil's choice? But you have to make it. And then you have to deal with the consequences of that.
Yes.
But anyway, with that comes education that you're able to make that choice.
Yes. I agree with
and
you
all
wholeheartedly.
That goes with growth.
Yeah, now, along the way, you know, to your point, along the way, we're going to make mistakes. I mean, no one's perfect. You know, one thing that I have learned, there's a radio host out of New York, a lot of people know him from the hip-hop community, called Mr. Magic. He's been gone from labor to reward for quite some time. And one of the things he used to say when he used to get off the radio was, any man can learn from his own mistakes, but it takes a wise man, a wise girl like you or not to learn from other people's mistakes. Let us take this scripture on today. And let's apply it to our lives and share it with one with another. As Brother Moderator said, you know, all messages are recorded. And if you need to go back, listen to it again. Get it into your spirit, man. Write notes, take notes so that you can share it with those whom you see that need help.
Mm-hmm.
I use the Bible myself as whenever I'm in a tight situation or whenever something's coming down heavy on me. What I do is I go into the Bible. And I research it now, and I labor heavy in the word, like I told you in the past, so that I could have something to say to you that will edify you, that will help you. But I also do it for myself. Because, see, that is my user's manual for my life. Just like I have a flat screen TV, a user's manual came with that. Have a DVD player, speakers, a user manual came with that. And for you to get the maximum effective use of your body, of your spirit, of your soul, you have to use your Bible. And many people don't. And they call themselves Christians, and they say they follow the Christ, and they're wondering why they're living defeated lives. God has not called you to live a defeated life. But Satan wants you to think that you have a defeated life. And what he will do is Satan will take things and bring to you on the natural level. Meantime, it appears to be on a natural level for you, but he's fighting you on a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fight him at the highest level, which is the spirit level, with faith in the word and faith in God, and you put on your whole armor, you will not fall prey to what this young man, which we call the prodigal son, did. And if you have fell prey to something like this, all you have to do is pray and ask God for forgiveness, because he's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. It's that simple. And if you are listening tonight and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's no better time than now. He's faithful and just to forgive you. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and the Spirit has been placed upon me, please turn in your Bibles to Romans 10. You may hear pages turning because that's me. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has rose, that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. My question is, do you believe that? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and hast believed in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that? Because it says for, but I put because. Because for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We don't have to fall to left lane entertainment. Yes, there's going to be a time where we're going to have to move over on that left lane on the highway to pass. But once we get over there and we're doing it legally, get right back over to the middle lane or the right lane. It's only over there for a purpose. And there's very few purposes I know that the left lane is good for. Everyone who I've seen, not everyone, most of the people who I've seen who travel out of left lane want to do one of two things. They want to stay over there and they want to speed.
Yeah.
You could be in the left lane yourself. Speed limit is 65. You're in the left lane yourself. You already doing 70.
Mm.
And you got somebody behind you flashing you to move over.
Mm.
I like to use that analogy of the highway. So the next time you're on the highway and you decide to get in that left lane, let that remind you of this young man, of this prodigal son, who desired left lane entertainment. And he got in that left lane. Let's use it as a car analogy. He got in that left lane. Now he's speeding. Now he didn't got caught. He got caught. Then he got caught, and he had no money. So now how are you going to pay the ticket? So now he's going to be doing something that he doesn't want to do. He then lost his self-dignity because before he had no shame. Now he's willing to eat anything and do anything because he then got caught with no morals.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another that would like to add? The mics are open.
This was a beautiful Bible study.
Let's give all credit back
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
This was something
like
that came
to
me. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
This was something that was given to me. It was way over 15 years ago. I was just new to the internet. And a young lady, her name was Tammy. She was up in Washington. She's from Texas, Washington State. We don't even talk any longer. I think it was about a year or two after we met on the internet, we had stopped, just lost contact. We lost contact right before President Obama, when he was running for president. We lost contact right at that time. And she said that she has a friend who's starting a production company, and it was called Left Lane Entertainment.
Oh.
That's where I got the idea from her. And I had wrote it down and later on started developing. This is the second time I'm only mentioning it. But it had been in my spirit to mention it before, and I thank Brother Moderator so much for the text message. And God opened up the doorway for this. I thank you. I'm sorry, my brother. Go ahead, Brother Moderator.
No, I was basic listening. I always like to leave the mic open, you know, for those who want to share, because I learn spiritually from you. So, you know, definitely it was a good word. One of the things I wanted to piggyback off of in terms of that left lane entertainment, you know, you made a comment from Ephesians, you know, be strong in the Lord and in his power, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of the darkness of the world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And when you stated that, that is the temptation that we as the body of Christ are always up against. Here is a man who's a prodigal son, young man, I'm assuming, because he wasn't married. He just took off and wanted a piece of the world. He wanted to see what the world was like, but yet he had everything he needed right there. But in the Jewish custom, they don't receive anything until there's either death or it is sold in the Jewish custom. In the Jewish custom, they have to die. He didn't want to wait. So he wanted to go see what the world was like. And when he left out there into the world, the beautiful thing about it is when he came back, his father was waiting with him with open arms. Isn't that what the way God is with us? We know how weak we are in the flesh. We know who we are, and we make mistakes, and we go out and we make bad choices. And God is always waiting with open arms when we return. We know what we've done. We've made our mistakes, and we come back and repent and ask for forgiveness. And God opens his arms for each and every one of us. It doesn't make a difference who you are out there, what you've done, what mistake you have done or you have made. God is still waiting for you to come back and confess your sins to him, and he will, listen, just like this prodigal son's father, he will do the same thing, waiting there with open arms. But that's what we are up against. That's what we are up against.
Yes. Yes, and to add to the prodigal son, this dropped in my spirit. There was many years ago. It's the Amish country. There was a story that was big here in New Jersey, New York metropolitan area. At the time, I don't know if they still do it, the Amish will let their young people leave from under their nest, under their roof, and go experience the world for 2 weeks. And one young man left, and he came to the New York City metropolitan area and got in trouble. And coming out to experience the world, knowing who you are, sometimes will backfire bad way on you. So let's be cognizant of what we do and how we do it. Because remember, the song says, and you're going to hear it probably in about 5 or 6 minutes or so, new beginnings are not just for the young. So if you're under the sound of my voice right now, if you have made that mistake, like Brother Moderator has said, he's going to receive us again. Now, traditionally, I normally don't speak on this, but I'll say it now. This is a time that we call Holy Week. This time we call Holy Week, where they're talking about Christ being crucified and rose on the third day and Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
What better time, from a traditional standpoint on this world, than to turn your life to Christ? Brother Moderator, it's in your hands. Microphones are open.
Amen. If there are any comments, the microphones are open. My goodness. Again,
you might be silent
tonight.
You
know,
oop, that's my phone.
We have a lot of numbers out there, but you know, sometimes I look at and it's always difficult, and I'm talking for those of you who are seeing these numbers on here, when someone is speaking and you're looking to get a response. And I've just come to realize that when you invite someone to your house and they sit, they're sitting down for dinner, sometimes when the food is just really good, really, really good, and you're just eating and don't say nothing. All you're doing is just enjoying food that has been presented to you. So I look at it like that. Sometimes people don't say anything because they're being fed and the food is good. And sometimes you just don't want to talk. You just want to just enjoy the food. So I take it at that point that the food was good this evening and everyone has enjoyed sitting around as you have feasted off the word of God. And we do thank you for doing that, just even being a part of this time. I pray that as you celebrate, this Sunday for the death, resurrection of Jesus Christ, that you would share the word of God with someone, letting them know that God loved them. It doesn't make a difference what they have done, just like the speaker has said, like the prodigal son. God is waiting for them to return home. He's waiting for them to return home. God is real. He's real. He's not a made-up God. He's not a fake God. He's not a myth. God is real. And if there's a time, as the body of Christ, we need to be praying, we need to be praying now as a body, as a group, as a unit, on one accord. I just received a text from a young man who's
I'm reminded of the words that they spoke on that the disciples spoke on the road to Emmaus, on the Emmaus road. Didn't our hearts burn within us?
Amen.
They said that didn't our hearts burn within us at this message? That's how I feel tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The young man who's constantly listening, his name is Wendell Wilborn. I just received a text that he was admitted to the hospital. He has, I don't know if you want me to share all this, but he's listening all the time, but he's a diabetic. But there's a possibility he may lose his baby toe, so he's asking he's asking the saints for prayer. He's asking the saints for prayer. And even those who have lost loved ones this week or within this month or this year, we're praying for them also. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, praying one for another? And that's why we come together, so we can be united and pray for those that stand in the need of prayer. We do thank you for tuning in this evening. Remember, you can go to the archives and you can hear Pastor Miles again, and just share it with a friend about the Left Lane Entertainment, how it was so easy to get lost. Please do that. We do thank you once again. May God bless you. And remember, we love you when God loves you.
I face the dawn.